The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, Nana Bajaj-Safueje, has painted a brighter future for the country, contrary to speculations that the country may not benefit from the oil reserves. He said the GNPC is positioning itself to play an active role in the oil and gas industry. According to him, the GNPC is replacing and growing reserves, training expertise and shifting focus to independently encourage more oil and gas in the country. Mr. Safueje was making a presentation at the opening of the 63rd New Year School at the University of Ghana, Lagos. He debunked claims that there are no laws regulating the oil and gas sector. Here's a report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ejiboateng.
The New Year School and Conference is an annual event that offers a unique opportunity for the academia, the business community, industry players, and a cross-section of the public to discuss issues of national importance. It also sharpens public policy and direction of the country. The Chief Executive Officer of the GNPC, Nana Bajaj-Safueje, said laws governing the oil sector were promulgated since the mid-80s. These laws, he said, were differentiated from the existing mining sector. He said the country has demonstrated its commitment by enacting the Petroleum Management Act. According to him, about $444 million have been released from the proceeds of the oil find. Mr. Safueje hinted that more discoveries of the oil are being made and expressed the hope that GNPC will use the opportunity to create more jobs through intersectorial linkages. He said the vision of the GNPC is to become an active player in the oil industry.
The task for the future for GNPC has been to adopt strategies to become a successful player in the industry on a global scale. We are thus shifting focus and backing on what we have dubbed an accelerated growth strategy anchored on four key pillars: building capacity and expanding assets, replacing and growing reserves, efficient capitalization and optimum participation, and catalyzing local content. The strategy will enable GNPC to develop the necessary capability to become an excellent operator that can independently manage oil and gas operations in the medium term.
Mr. Safueje allayed fears of claims by neighboring Cote d'Ivoire that Ghana is drilling oil from the territorial waters of that country. He pointed out that boundaries between the two countries have existed for a very long time and this cannot be changed overnight. He, however, made it clear that Ghanaians can benefit well from the oil resources through collective efforts from all stakeholders. The director of the Institute of Continuing and Distance Education, Professor Yao Hinebasechi, said committing a higher percentage of the country's oil resource. The director of the Institute of Continuing and Distance Education, Professor Yao Ohinebasechi, said committing a higher percentage of the country's oil resource to invest in a higher education will help churn out high-quality graduates to meet current global demands. He said the oil find provides a brighter future for the youth if used judiciously. He called on political parties and other stakeholders in the 2012 election to prove to the world that Ghana is a shining example of democratic consolidation.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ejiboateng.